The comments online are very interesting. Many people are upset about the racism, nationalism, and this anti-religion bias that he has. However, we've got plenty of people from RGU who have worked really hard and spent lots of money to get their doctorates, and they are up in arms about this. I wish RGU had gotten in touch with me. They certainly know where to find me. I hope that they're going to rescind this degree quickly. If he's supposed to uphold the values of the university, he's certainly got an interesting way of doing it.
And when he was given this doctorate in 2010, you called for it to be taken aback. People handed in their doctorates in protest. They didn't do it then. Why should they do it now?
Well, things from the Trump camp have escalated beyond all acceptability at this point. And you're right. We had, for example, David Kennedy, a very respected academic. He handed his degree back to RGU. In light of the fact that this presidential candidate has insulted most of the world's nations, its religions, and wants to monitor people based on religion, if that upholds the values of RGU, RGU had better think again. If it doesn't uphold their values, they have an opportunity to send a clear message now.
In many respects, though, the controversy is very much part of the Donald Trump campaign machine. In a way, does this spur people to talk about him again? Is this playing into what he wants?
Even if it is playing into what he wants, this is a chance for people to stand up and say, I disagree with this man.